can't see out the window anyway.
Oh,
so
that's fine. You're just sort of making
doing what I can.
You're looking at your phone or something like that. You need to get out, get there, get some fresh air.
And fresh food.
Right. Farm living, Craig, should be the life.
That's right.
How about that? Well, we've got some folks who know all about that, whether they're on the farm or benefiting from what happens on the farm. By the way, National Farmers Day comes up on as tomorrow. But in preparation for that, we have a little bit of a farming topic to talk about. The whole farm-to-table movement is having more than just a moment. It's sort of becoming something with staying power. Two people on both ends of that are joining us this morning. We have with us Mark Forgione, who is a Iron Chef competitor based out of New York City, and talk about using fresh ingredients with local farmers in the area where he has the restaurants. And also we have with us Nate Chittenden, who is a dairy farmer out of upstate New York, and they join us this morning. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing your time. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk first of all with you, Nate, a little bit about this farming. I mean, how this has been in your family, so at what point did you realize, you know, this is my life, this is what I will be doing and contributing to the world?
It's funny, Mark and I kind of drew on a similarity here. We both grew up with what our fathers did. You know, just it came naturally to us, and as we got older, we realized not only was it something we grew up with, it was what we were passionate about and wanted to come back to. So for me, yeah, being a multi-generational dairy farm, you know, it was a natural fit for me to come back. But people need to realize that 97% of the dairy farms in the United States are family-owned and operated. We're all caring for our cows every day, making these dairy products that you guys get to enjoy. So when you're buying local dairy products, you are supporting local families, you're supporting a local business, you are positively impacting the community around you.
And let's talk with you, Mark, about that. Why is it so important for you to look just locally around where you have your kitchen to find things to make and ingredients?
Well, I think, you know, when it comes to eating and eating, you know, the right way, you know, I personally, just the way I was raised, I don't think you can do that without incorporating the local ingredients, you know. And, you know, while you're at your local farmer's market, you know, you can create your own partnerships, which is exactly why I've partnered with, you know, the Undeniably Dairy campaign. You know, it's, you don't realize, you know, how local and how farm-to-table, you know, dairy is, and the dairy farmers that are there, you know. I think, you know, as a chef and even as a consumer, I think sometimes people think about, you know, these, you know, exotic heirloom vegetables and the stories that they have. But trust me when I tell you, you know, the organic, local dairy products that Nate and people like Nate are using and making every day, you know, are just as important and just as necessary to keep everything going.
Nate, most people are not dairy farmers. We don't know what it's like. Can you take us through maybe a typical day, maybe something you have on tap later today?
Sure. It won't be today. I'm down in New York City, and I have the rest of my family covering for me. But, you know, yeah, so not everybody is a farmer, but almost every American in the United States lives within 100 miles of a dairy farm. And I can guarantee you, my friends and neighbors all over the country, the people that are dairy farmers along with me, love having visitors. We love answering questions about the dairy. But, yeah, our farm at this point in time, we're almost operating 24 hours a day. You know, we work in shifts, just like most people do on their jobs. You know, I'm putting in a 12, 14-hour day every single day, but it doesn't seem like it because it's what I grew up with. It's part of my life. It's what I care about. You know, you don't really think about the time clock when you are enjoying what you do and you're spending that time with your family. My children get off the bus at my mom's house right there on the farm, so every single day they're getting off the school bus onto the farm, visiting not only me, but their uncles, their cousins. You know, it kind of makes the day fly by, so it doesn't seem as much like work.
We're talking today with dairy farmer Nate Chittenden and also Chef Mark Forgione about National Farmers Day, also about dairy. You know, Mark, when we think about sometimes the food to table, we always think of like the vegetables and that type of a crop, but I don't know so much dairy, because I mean, the process it goes through is you know, there's many things. There's obviously the milk, but everything else that can be used, you think that there's more of a process to it? How do we know we're getting something that is as local as it needs to be?
Well, I think that goes kind of back to what I touched upon before, you know, when possible, you know, you can create these relationships. You know, you can also, you know, in today's day of technology, you can go on to undeniablydairy.org, and you can actually find out information of, you know, where the dairy is coming from, you know, who's making it, how close it is to your house. You know, there's you know, an onslaught of information out there, you know, if you put a little time into it. And I think you'd be really shocked. You know, I couldn't believe when Nate and I first met that, you know, it was a quick, you know, hour to hour and a half cab ride, and this is where I've been getting my dairy for years, you know. And then you read the fine print on the butter and the cheese that I'm using, you know, it's dairy right from where I used to spend my summers as a kid.
So, Nate, I understand you've also opened up, is it like a visitor's center, or you have places where you try to get the public to kind of see what you do? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, like you said, not everybody is a dairy farmer. I mean, less than 1% of the people in this country are in agriculture. But people are curious. You know, they want to know more about where their food comes from. And that's a good thing. I think it's great for people to want to know more about things. And it is our responsibility, I mean, to make sure that we're there to answer questions. People shouldn't have to wonder about things. So my family has always given field trips to our farm, you know, all the local school districts. And we invested a couple years ago. We invested a little more into it. We've built a building to receive everybody. And, you know, today there's a two-story high mural of Mark making food with an awesome quote about how the best ingredients start on a farm. You know, it's painted right on the side of that building, right on our dairy farm, and it's going to be there forever.
Does Mark's mural encourage more milk production from your cows?
You know, there's a couple groups of cows that can look out at his face every morning, and I haven't seen any negative production, so they must find him appealing.
Well, I'm also kind of known for cooking meat, so I think it motivates them to produce milk so that they don't turn into a steak.
Put up or shut up is kind of what they need to do for the most part for them. But, you know, it's interesting. I don't know what technology is coming into the dairy farmers. We know about planting and growing and things like that. What kind of things in technology are you able to use to help with the milk production and as well with care for the animals?
Well, it seems like common sense to you, but we use nutritionists. You know, just like professional athletes have somebody that's looking at what they're eating every day, we're doing that with our cows. We want to make sure they have every last thing they need to live a healthy life and produce high-quality milk. And then we look at how we can make our cows more comfortable. Everything we do is to make that cow more comfortable, because when she's more comfortable, she's going to produce more milk and higher quality milk. Yep. You know, that's what our life is around, and we're using technology every day to do that. I have my cell phone in my back pocket. I could actually look at what my cows are doing right now with that cell phone. We're connected. We're just as modern as everybody else in every other business.
Until you drop that cell phone somewhere in the barn and you have to half an hour trying to find where it was last left, I suppose.
No, usually you find it right away. You just don't want to put it to your ear again.
I understand. Well, we appreciate both of you joining us this morning, Mark Forgione, chef, and also dairy farmer Nate Chittenden. If people want to find out more about what we talked about, undeniablydairy.org, as well as, and I also understand they can probably see you do some dairy dance-offs on occasion, Nate.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day. It is 7:50 at AM 930 WEOL.